The question today is, why can't I believe? Why can't I believe? This is part number three. We know Jesus came on the scene as he came preaching. He said, repent and believe the gospel. Both are necessary to be saved. Even though Peter said repent in Acts 2, he did not leave out believe, because later on in Acts he said that they must believe the gospel. Paul, even though in Acts chapter 16 he said believe to the Philippian jailer, he did not leave out repentance, because later on in Acts he said it's repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Both are necessary. Repentance and faith are nouns, and they're a work of God through Holy Ghost conviction, Holy Ghost reproval. And when he works in you and grants you repentance and grants you saving faith, then you can exercise repentance and saving faith by repenting and believing or obeying the gospel and be saved. So that's a necessary for you to be saved. So when you say, I believe, what kind of faith did you exercise? So intellectual faith is just and seeking faith are will not bring you to salvation. We said in John 2 and John 8, they believe, but they believe with an intellectual faith or a seeking faith. And Jesus said, if you'll continue in my word, then shall you be my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free, in John 8. They wouldn't continue. And Jesus said, you're of your father the devil. But yet the Bible said they believe. They believe with an aorist tense verb, which is a point action. They did not believe with a continuous action, habitual lifestyle verb, which is represented sometimes by the word ETH on the end of that word. So you can look that. We used an example of why can I believe? Why do you not believe? It's because Jesus has not yet been revealed to you. And we use the man in John chapter 9 as an example of that. And when Jesus, after he was kicked out of the synagogue for being healed and standing for what was right as far as words and what he knew, Jesus passed by and said, do you believe? Do you believe by exercising saving faith? And he said, who is he? Who is the Son of God that I might believe? And he only used the aorist tense verb. And Jesus revealed himself to him as the Son of God, and he said, I believe. He exercised saving faith at that time because God granted him that. And you will not never believe until Jesus has been revealed to you. We mentioned John chapter 4, verse 25 and 26, the woman at the well. As after Jesus had discussed some things with her, the woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh. When he is called Christ, when he is come, which is called Christ, when he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And even though repentance and faith is not mentioned, and repenting and believing is not mentioned, this woman demonstrated in her life that she had obeyed the gospel because Jesus was revealed to her. And he will not reveal himself to you unless at the same time or are connected with that, there will be a granting of repentance and faith so that you can't save in faith, so that you can repent and believe or obey the gospel. So the question is, why do you not believe? One of the main reasons why I can't believe, you can say, is because Jesus, the Lord Jesus, has not yet been revealed to you. Now you think he is, but he's hidden in the bosom of the Father. And it takes a completed work of Holy Ghost conviction, Holy Ghost reproval, of godly sorrow to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the righteousness of God, that he said you must be reproved of in John 16, 10. And so as a result, you got to have that in your life. Now, we're living in a day when many people want to discount that with their easy believism, and all they have to do is just say, well, I want to invite Jesus into my heart. I want to tell you what, you'll die and go to hell with that kind of profession, because you've got to have that work of reproval before repentance will be worked, and before faith, saving faith will be produced, and before the Lord Jesus will be revealed to you. But whenever that's all done, then you can exercise repentance and exercise saving faith by repenting and believing, obeying the gospel, because Jesus is revealed to you. So the main reason I would say is that if you cannot believe, the main reason is because of the fact the Lord Jesus is not yet revealed to you. Now I'd like to kind of come in the back door to see what's hindering him from being revealed to you. That's the main thing you understand. If you say, why can't I believe? It means the Lord Jesus not been revealed to you. Why is he not revealed to you? What's hindering you at that point? Well, as I've used those verses in John 8, 31, 32, your failure to continue in his word. The word continue means to abide. Do not depart from. It means do what you know to do at the time. It means step in what light you have. It implies obedience. And he said, continue in my word. Now, my word means the truths of God's word that's quickened to you. You do what the Lord shows you to do. Why? Faith cometh by hearing, Romans 10:17, and hearing by the word of God. The word for word there is the word harema, which means that his utterance, what he quickens to you, what he makes real to you. So when Jesus said, if you'll continue, then shall you be my disciple indeed. That's a conditional promise. If you will continue, you will come to a point. The Lord Jesus will be revealed to you, and you can exercise saving faith. And in other words, you'll know the truth, and you'll be saved. Now, why can't I believe, or why do you not believe? Well, are you continuing in his word? Are you doing what you know? Are you obeying the light, the truth you've already know is right? If you're not, you'll never come to the place the Lord will really reveal himself to you, and you'll die, and you'll go to hell. But like these in John chapter 8, who exercise intellectual faith or a seeking faith, they sired on the Lord's conditional promise because it didn't meet their criteria. It didn't meet their preconceived ideas, and later John 8:44, Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. They were unable to believe because they would not continue in his word. In other words, the Lord gave them, that's when God tells you something, you can do what he said. He told them, if you'll continue, you shall know the truth. In other words, you'll come to have a revealed Christ, or Christ revealed to you, that you might believe unto with exercise saving faith and be saved. Now, there's some scriptures in the word of God that's plain to you. You know it's right. God's already spoken them. I'm talking about continuing in my word. The Bible said in 1 John 2:15, he said, love not the world, neither the things that's in the world. If you do, the love of the Father is not in you. In other words, if you want to love the world and go after the world, it's evident you're not continuing in his word. And you'll get in trouble. The Bible also said in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed. And that word conform means to be in agreement. Don't be in agreement to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and perfect will of God. So you see, if you're agreeing with the world and conforming with the world and loving the world, you're not continuing in his word. Now, in other words, all outside the fold have a problem with the world. I mean, that's nature. The Bible said in Ephesians 2:2, wherein in time past, as he writes these saints at Ephesus, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. In other words, the course of this world, which is the spirit of this age, which is this is rebellion, is inside everyone who's not saved. So I know it's an undertow. It's a current that carries you away from the Lord. Instead of continuing in his word, there's a tendency, a suction, if you please, that carries you away. And if you love the world more than you are loving Jesus, you cannot be his disciple. We'll talk about that more later. But the thing about it is, you cannot love the world, and God said don't love it. Now, I know continuing's not easy, but even if you're feeble attempt, God said if you'll do it, if you'll continue and cry out for help and mercy, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Why is Jesus not revealed to you? Because you're not continuing. Well, he also said strive. Luke 13:24, he said strive to enter in the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter and not be able to you. Now, you say, but that's works. It's works, all right, but it's not works for salvation. It's means to strain every fiber of your body to try to get to Jesus and overcome the obstacles that the flesh, the world, and the devil sets in your way. The devil will not give up easily, for he wants you in hell with him. And it's a fight. It's a fight. The Bible says press into the kingdom of God. But yet the fight is worth it. The Bible said in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The fight is worth it. It's not talking about works for salvation, because salvation's by grace through faith. But if you don't strive to move toward God and move down the narrow way that leads to the straight gate, you'll never make it. You'll be like the ones in John 8, whichever, because their feelings were hurt, their preconceived ideas were touched, and it didn't meet their criteria, the conditional promise, and they turned and walked no more with Jesus. And as a result, they did not enter in because Jesus was, they did not believe unto salvation. They did not believe because they never exercised saving faith because Jesus was not revealed to them. And then there's other scriptures such as, that no, you know it's right. Continue in my word. Such as the 10 church. You see Acts chapter, or Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You see, God said you need to assemble. And we're living in a day when people are caught up and they love the world more. Even when they go off on vacation, they don't take they won't take a vacation from church. They don't go to church anywhere. Well, I'm not against you taking a vacation, but if you go off and you're off on Sunday, you ought to find a church somewhere to assemble. And that's striving to move down the road. If you're not saved, if you're not, in fact, the business, if you're not following God's word and you live an habitual lifestyle of sin, you're not saved. The Bible said in 1 John 3:9, you've never been born again. And so you, by your fruit you're known. But Hebrews 10:25 says, assemble together. So if you want to continue His word, you're going to be found in God's house. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Sunday school, Wednesday night, every time the doors are open unless you're providentially hindered. And a lot of times what you call providential hindrance is not hindrance, you see. No matter what your excuse is, you need to attend, see. In other words, if I didn't attend, I went off on vacation, and I didn't attend church, what would you think about me? You say, but preacher, you're a preacher. You're supposed to be there. What's the difference? You see, truth is truth for all. So you need to attend. You need to assemble yourself together. I'm talking about what's necessary. Why can't I believe? It's because Jesus is not yet revealed to you. And he's not granted you repentance and not granted you faith because it's not been that completed work of Holy Ghost reproval or Holy Ghost conviction. What must I do? What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Exercise saving faith. How do I get to that point that He may be revealed to me? By striving, by continuing, by doing, assembling together in the house of God where His truth is preached. God said that's the pillar and the ground of truth, His church. And it's necessary. It's necessary. If you really want to believe, if you really want to exercise saving faith and be believed to the point that you might be saved by the grace of God, then you're going to have to strive to try to obey God's word, what He says, and do as best you can. And that's going to be feeble, but I want to tell you, you're going to find that my grace is sufficient, Jesus said. And even in your feeble attempt, He'll bring you to the end of yourself. He'll grant you repentance. He'll grant you faith. He'll reveal Himself to you, and you can exercise repentance and faith by believing and repenting unto salvation and be saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.